and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't imagine what pleasure it gives me to introduce to you the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan. Well, thank you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I have to tell you that Bob Gray, who just introduced me, Charlie Wick, his lovely lady, the co-chairman of the whole inaugural ceremony and all of the events that have taken place, what a job they've done, and what a several days they have given us in this inaugural. And our host and hostess at this ball, Joe and Holly Coors. Wonderful entertainers, the music and the entertainers who have given their services to be here and make these events successful, and especially all of you for being here and what you've contributed and what you've done to make this a success. We're very grateful. I have been, now this is number 7. Tell us by the time we get through, we'll only spend 4.5 hours doing this. But it's been great to see all of you and to see all of you up close. And I've been trying to bring at least the latest news bulletin that I have. And that is that and I've been refusing to call them hostages, our prisoners of war. Some time in Algiers. They are deplaned, and our last bulletin, and that was some time ago, was that they, 52 of them, healthy and sound, were getting ready to embark in the American planes from Wiesbaden, Germany. So, you've been in the air, so I don't know whether you've been outside to see that Christmas tree, which for 2 Christmases has not been lighted, the lights are on tonight. Now, your ball here is characterized by something else also, and I want to pay recognition. The diplomatic corps, all the countries stationed here, Washington, D.C., are present at this ball, and I want to bid them welcome, look forward to meeting with them in the days shortly ahead. something else about tonight that's kind of special. You're here in the inaugural ball. There are 10 of them going on in Washington, D.C. There was one, I guess, almost 200 years ago when our first president was inaugurated. And at that time, the people came by horseback and stagecoach. Tonight, there are 10 in Washington. But there is one in Paris, and there are in the neighborhood of 100 in that many different cities throughout the United States who are attending these inaugural balls by satellite, not stagecoach. They are hearing the same music. They are seeing this on large screen television. It is being bounced off a satellite and carried to them. A portion of each one of the balls is going on here in Washington, hearing the same music and all. And in those communities, the proceeds are going to the local charities of those communities in which they're being held. May I say there's a certain amount of symbolism in that. That's the first step in seeing that some people are being able to keep their money in their home community. See if we can't do more of that. But they told us that we only have a few minutes to interrupt, and I know that you have great entertainment in store for you. I didn't hear what he said. Well, I can't. We've got four more to go before we get back to our public housing. I said earlier, so wonderful to see you up close, because this morning you were all quite a distance away. But seeing you up close just makes me believe my own words spoken this morning more than ever. Together, we're going to do what has to be done. I know that you can do it. That's our first dance at one of these inaugural balls.